I lived in Chicago. Most of our friends were serving in Vietnam. We had a premature baby and a two-year-old, and it was just about keeping it together. I was not giving any thought to my future. I'll get through life, raise the kids. I had three children, and find a career after that, and I did. In college for fashion, and I loved fashion, and I sewed a lot. I made a lot of things, but it didn't work out that way. Somebody said, why don't you take the real estate course? You would be good in that. I had taken a little test with the university, Purdue, and I took the course, and maybe getting into the workforce right now would be good. Found the Church of the Beatitudes and met a friend there when she wanted to travel, so we went to New Mexico on a elder hostel. But it was fun. We walked into the elder hostel in Santa Fe, and there was a table like this with a man with a full beard sitting at it, and a sign that said, Elder Hostel, we're here. He said, get in at the desk first, huh? He said, grouch, this is going to be a long week. And that was an interesting week. He was a very interesting man, a good lecturer. And at the end of the week, everybody was giving him little cards. I just wrote a little thank you note on some of my stationery I had picked up and thanked him for the nice week and emailed me. And we ended up getting married 6 months later. He met Bill Nelson through the Church of the Beatitudes, and we moved in. Great place to be, and there's so many things that keep us going. The general culture here is very outgoing and caring. The fact that I'm here and I got something to do every day and a reason for being, perhaps, makes a difference. Everyone here that works has such a compassion and patience with us. 12 years I've been here, I can tell you at least three couples who have left this campus to go somewhere else but have come back and stayed. And much of a testimonial to that's better.